The Health and Human Services Department tech staff is saying there's got to be a better way when it comes to technology projects. It's not just the sour taste of healthcare.gov, but also the long history of failed IT programs. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on a new approach to IT projects at HHS. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so healthcare.gov actually is still having problems. So what are they trying to do at HHS to get around what happened there and some others?
Yeah, it's not just there, but it feels like every agency faces this ongoing challenge. It's years and years that we've been covering this, Tom. We always talk about the problems with IT projects. So HHS Chief Technology Officer Brian Civic says he's going to bring that startup culture to bear. He's calling it the HHS Buyers Club. And let's be clear, no, it's not named after the movie The Dallas Buyers Club. This is a different kind of buyer. His, of course, is for procurement and acquisition folks, the workforce, if you will. Civic says the goal of the Buyers Club is twofold. First is to bring new vendors into the market.
Underneath the FAR, there are all of these legitimate and interesting ways of actually procuring things. We're focusing mainly on technology procurements because that's sort of, one of the sort of most straightforward areas to start thinking about. But the problem is that both program managers who are responsible for the programs and buying the setting out the requirements to buy the technology and procurement officers are not really familiar with the sort of series of steps that you'd have to go through in order to run one of these, call it innovative procurements. So what we're trying to do is make it as easy as possible for somebody to digest that information and then utilize that knowledge to actually run one of these procurements.
Now, Civic says HHS will develop playbooks and checklists and other guides to help contracting officers better understand what they can and can't do. I mean, listen, how many times have we heard, someone say, hey, if it doesn't explicitly say in the FAR that you can't do it, well, that means you can do it. But because of this risk-adverse culture that I think the government lives in, it's usually the other way around. If it doesn't say you can do it, then, you can't do it. Civic says there are plenty of examples of innovation in the federal arena, but they're not well known.
Actually came across some really interesting work that had been done that detailed some of these ways of doing interesting and innovative procurements underneath the FAR. And then I thought, well, if these things have been detailed and documented and there are case studies that exist for each one of these, why wouldn't we try to figure out how to spread that far and wide? So that's really where it came from. It's an experiment. We'll see if it works. But if we can prove with a few examples that this idea has potential and that we get better results with less money being spent in a shorter period of time, then everybody wins, right? So we'll see. I have high hopes, but, again, it's not a guarantee. But we'll try it and see what happens.
Now, Civic says the rate of failure among IT projects, especially those in the federal government, is extremely high. One report from the Standish Group estimated 94% of all federal IT projects fail to adhere to cost, schedule, and or performance goals. Again, they're not failing, meaning they don't deliver, but they're off on their cost, schedule, performance goals. He says the Buyers Club approach is really trying to address along these longstanding concerns and give agencies a different approach to developing IT programs.
So what is the timing of this, Jason? What are they doing and when?
Well, like any startup, there's a soft launch and a harder launch. Well, the Buyers Club actually did a soft launch June 24th, so about last week, about a week and a half ago now. But it's really going to get up and going by probably the start of the fiscal year 2015. An HHS official tells me they wanted to start blogging on different topics and really getting the early adopters interested over this next few months. While at the same time, they fully recognize that contracting officers and acquisition folks and others have just entered the busy season, the federal fourth quarter that started July 1st, so they're not going to have a lot of time for innovation. But next year, that's when they feel like they're going to have more time to really open the doors and have people do different things. Now, Civic says he hopes to have the first draft of this playbook done this summer and even potentially run a procurement or two through it this year.
We're out actively soliciting projects from across HHS right now. What's been very interesting to me is that as a few of the sort of early adopters within the agency have learned about this, they're just lining up at our door. Because what they've recognized is that the old way of doing things actually results in a lot of stuff that doesn't work very well. And so what's cool is that people really want to do things that work better, right? And if we can give them an opportunity to try something and take some of the risk on ourselves of it not working, then it gives them the opportunity to experiment with something that might actually result in not just a better outcome, but also a process that other people can follow.
Now, you heard Civic say take more risk, right? But the problem is contracting officers and others have that tendency to be risk adverse. Civic says he understands that culture issue.
I frequently describe my role as a risk aggregator. And I actually have in the past literally sent emails that say things like, "Dear John, I order you to do X, Y, and Z. Sincerely, Brian," just in case, right? Something goes wrong, they can pull out that email and say, "But Brian told me to do it." Because, you know, at the end of the day, if we don't start to try to accept risk, and by the way, these they're not crazy risks, right? They're theoretically intelligent risks to take that we believe, if executed in the right way, will result in a better outcome. And I'm willing to put my name on something like that.
Now, Civic says the goal is to keep projects small, improve them as they go along, so the whole agile approach to IT. And, in fact, he said he found the best person to run the program. A gentleman by the name of Mark Nagar is leading the Buyers Club effort. Civic says he's on detail from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is the perfect person because he has a contracting background, he understands and knows the FAR, but also understands how programs work. And he said that combination of skills is not always found, and therefore having someone like Mr. Nagar in there really can you know, when someone comes to him and says, "Well, are you sure I can do this?" And he can say, "Well, on the FAR, it doesn't say you can't, so therefore you can."
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Jason, we see this trend across the government. There's HHS. GSA keeps talking about its 18F, a reference to its address, but also to the innovations it's trying to do. OMB with its digital services group. This is not all simply reaction to healthcare.gov, is it?
I don't think it's all a reaction, but I definitely think it's a growing trend. I think you know, there's been enough examples in healthcare just .gov was just the latest one, but where IT projects just have not been that successful, where there's this culture that's happening in other places, you know, outside of government that say, well, let's do the iterative approach. You know, if you think about mobile apps, you put one out there, you get people using it, you improve it, you move on. And I think that whole culture is starting to seep into the government. You're right, 18 and F. I mean, that is one example where GSA is saying, you know, are there some short-term projects that we can improve federal services? Prove what is possible, deliver value at a low cost. And OMB also asked for funding for 2015 to create something called a Digital Services A-Team. Now, this group would be staffed of about 25 technology professionals from outside the government who would, in some ways, parachute into agencies on 2 to 4 year rotations to help get new IT programs off the ground or get projects that maybe are having problems back on track. Mike Posmentier is a DHS Science and Technology Director at Transition to Practice Program Manager at Cybersecurity Division. He says there's definitely the beginnings of this new view across government.
People seem to be a little bit more open to doing things a little bit differently now. I think they've started to recognize that idea that they're continually failing by doing the same thing. So in the last few months, I've been finding more and more people that are getting on board with this kind of stuff. For me, it's encouraging on the direction of where the government may be headed if we can continue to progress.
Now, usually you only hear about this innovation approaches at places like DHS Science and Technology Directorate or DARPA over at the DOD or IARPA over at the intelligence community. But what we're starting to see is the spreading. And I think one of the reasons why we're starting to see the spreading of innovation is twofold. I think you have these private sector people who are coming into government who are bringing these new ideas. And the second reason why is in you know, as the retirement wave or drip, 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 as we like to say, is happening, new people are coming in to kind of take those places of the people who are leaving, and those people are bringing in new ideas, whether they're young or old or middle-aged. The point is they have that private sector experience. They're saying, how can we do this differently and better? And my experience tells me that when I worked in the private sector, this idea works. So why can't the government do it?
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago there is this A-team idea. I think that was the CIO, Steve Van Roekel, that came up with that one to bring in 25 people from outside parachuting in. They're already doing that at HHS, though, aren't they? Aren't they bringing in one of the people from one of the major contractors, one of the ones that where things worked on HHS.gov or healthcare.gov, rather, that's coming in to kind of work at CMS on that?
Right. I mean, that's the concept, right? Exact same concept. And we've seen it also with the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program, that same concept of, hey, if you can bring in an expert to really help the government in the short term get something on track or launch something. And I think the Buyers Club in some ways is not trying to take that same idea. What they're trying to do is say, there's existing authorities that you can use. Let's make sure you know what they are And let's give you examples of those existing authorities. So this is a little twist on it. It's not just, hey, let's throw people at the problem, but let's give you more tools.
So they're trying to involve the contracting officers and get them to do things. Any specifics on what they want COs to do now that they're not doing?
So Brian Civic said that a lot of things just quite aren't ready for launch yet. He said that, you know, there's some ideas out there. But, you know, step back and say, okay, what have we seen over the years that are innovative procurements? And I think there are very good examples across government. One comes to mind one idea that comes to mind that didn't take off so much is the idea of sharing savings, you know, where the government and the contractor share the profit, if you will, or whatever savings come from the effort. I mean, you've seen that work better in the energy sector, where, you know, GSA says, if you build us a solar plant or solar arrays and it cuts our energy costs, the vendor gets paid. But those, you know, are 15, 20 year contracts. So there's a long tail to those. In the IT world, you're not seeing that innovation happen as readily. And I think that's one of the reasons, HHS and others are saying, how can we make sure that people understand what is the art of the possible?
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that report.
My pleasure.